You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, we talk about Welcome to Marwen, directed by Robert Zemeckis.
So Welcome to Marwen tells the story of a man who's been through a horrific attack, and he finds solace in his miniatures, which he takes photographs of. Before the attack, he was an artist, a painter, and doing incredible work, and had was very into World War II. And then, unfortunately, after this incident, he's unable to draw anymore, so he basically turns to photography and creates a little miniature village. And basically the film sort of takes you on a journey, but through the dolls basically became the guy's rehabilitation, and the way the film does it is in using CG and having dolls come to life. It sort of tells the story of what happened to him pre-attack through this.
And how he's dealing with it through that world that he's created.
I mean, it's a very, very weird film. Yeah. Like, it opens, it's got Steve Carell, who's playing the main character, Mark...
Hogan Camp.
And he also plays Hoagie, who's the sort of pilot model.
World War II pilot.
Yeah, so it's basically like cutting back and forward, and it's like all the people in the real world are represented as models in his miniature village. So it starts as him as the model, and he's going through, it's like occupied Germany. And you later discover in the film that it was Nazis who attacked him. So it's all relevant to like his psyche and what's going on inside his head.
The opening scene, like you say, it's him as a doll, he's a fighter pilot, he crashes, he's supposed to crash in like occupied Belgium or something like that, and then his character of Captain Hoagie or whatever, drives around in the Jeep and meets the Nazis and drives to the town of Marwen that he's created, and all the dolls who are the women in his life that have helped him through rehabilitation
Either his co-workers or his care or his
or the woman that owns the model shop.
But
that whole world is turned upside down, and a new doll is introduced to the world when he gets a neighbour from across the street who moves in. And that changes his little town of Marwen. But yeah, it's a unique way of looking at trauma.
There's actually been a documentary made of about Mark Hogenkamp's life because he does do exhibitions and shows his artwork off, and they made a documentary which we haven't seen.
No,
but I feel like this story is much more suited to a documentary than a film, because it's so odd, it's such a strange story that it doesn't quite fit neatly into the narrative that's set out by a film. Like, it doesn't have the beats that you expect it to have, just because it's a real life story.
Well, it's tough because it's like, it feels like two stories, because you've got like Mark in the real world, and then you've got Mark as Captain Hoagie going around and is with the dolls, so you're cutting between the two, and whenever there's trauma in the real world, he retreats into his world of dolls and in the town. So it's a big you've got to appreciate, like, they've went for this new kind of way of telling the story. And it is like Robert Zemeckis, who does do those big kind of movies like Forrest Gump, and I feel like they're trying to get that feeling of this kind of character who's not really within society, but who's kind of lovable. But I feel like Steve Carell
struggles
to get that feeling across to the audience, but I think it's because you're split between two worlds.
I feel like Robert Zemeckis, like, he's known for the kind of epic scale movies.
Yeah, you've got,
but
like,
this is a very personal story about this one man's struggle, but it tries to make it as though like it's a there's some epic nature to it, but it's really like would have been better as a much more small scale.
But the
weather
for it, you've got to appreciate the weather for it.
But I loved, like, the special effects and the CG and the animation, I thought were fantastic. And, like, if it had been an animated film just set in that world, like, it would have been quite enjoyable. It's like you say, it's the fact they're cutting between two different stories that don't quite gel together as well as they should do. But, like, the actual, for me, the first part of the film, it started quite slowly. It started picking up when you find out about his attack, which is a horrific story, because he was basically abused because he likes wearing women's heels.
Yeah.
Or he has a thing for wearing women's heels. And like I say, he was beaten up by a group of Nazis, which is just like a horrible, horrible thing. And like him coming to terms with that and the trauma, that for me was some of the best bits and allowed Steve Carell to sort of show his like acting ability. But then the bits with the dolls, that kind of, there was not as much tension there. Like, I get what they were doing. They were like exploring the psychology through the dolls. But because you're aware, like, nothing can really happen to these dolls. Like, this is just...
It's more like you just see like the pain of the character and what he's going through and day to day life, like every struggle that he has to go back to this world. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's quite hard to follow and really get into like emotionally. I think that's why I really struggle for the big moments when the character realizes about changes in his life and whether or not he's going to be able to cope with that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really hit home with me. And it's nothing to do with, like, the performances or anything like that. I just feel like the story's quite hard to get behind because I love Steve Carell. The reason I went to see it is because I had Steve Carell. I'm a big fan of his acting. And I think he can do serious stuff really well with, like, Foxcatcher and Big Short and stuff like that.
Yeah,
or Vice.
But, yeah, like, at the end of the movie when it shows you his gallery and his pictures, like, they're fantastic. And the guy's story is really interesting. Mm. So I would definitely recommend people look him up and look at, like, research the story, but I feel like the film didn't do justice to his story, his struggle. So that was our review of Welcome to Marwen. Make sure to tune in future for more reviews.